Welcome to this new series. I hope you're going to enjoy coming with me as we explore the sites of some of the most dramatic events in the Bible. So here I am in Jordan, just about 5 miles north of the Dead Sea. It's a truly incredible location. So many of the Bible's most significant events happened right here. Just a short distance in front of me is the River Jordan. It's flowing on its final few miles to the Dead Sea, the lowest place on earth. And across the Jordan, I can just see the hill country of Israel rising in the distance. This is where the Israelites made their final camp before their entry into the Promised Land. Moses must have stood here with Joshua, looking across the Jordan to Jericho. I can see the palm trees around it clearly from here. Moses pleaded with the Lord to be allowed to cross the Jordan and enter the land. But the Lord told him, "That is enough. Speak to me no more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah and see the land with your own eyes. Since you are not going to cross this Jordan, you will die on this mountain." And so Joshua was left to lead the people across the Jordan to enter and inherit the land. What a moment! It was never to be forgotten. Elijah certainly remembered it. About 350 years later, he found himself irresistibly drawn back to this very spot when he knew that his life's work was ended. It was here that he struck the river with his cloak, the water parted, and he and Elisha crossed over to this side. And here, as they talked together, suddenly, horses and chariots of fire appeared and separated them, and Elijah was taken up to heaven in a whirlwind. Another never-to-be-forgotten moment. And around 400 years later still, the Old Testament ends with Malachi's prophecy that the Lord would again send Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And so people started coming to live here, to be on hand for his appearance. But no Elijah. In fact, for the next 400 years, no prophet arose to speak the words of God. And people were hungry for some genuine word from God. And then John appeared, in the desert, baptizing and preaching. "Turn away from your sins," he announced, "and God will forgive your sins." There's no doubt that John's ministry was uniquely effective. Great crowds flocked to hear him from Jerusalem, Judea, and all around this area. This man from the desert had obviously given himself the chance to hear the word of God. "I baptize you with water," he told them, "but after me comes one who is mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals." And then Jesus came from Galilee right here to this very site to be baptized by John. The locals call this the lowest place on earth, but the closest to the heavens. For here the heavens opened, the Spirit descended as a dove, and Jesus heard the voice of God. "You are my Son, with you I am well pleased." So this area is truly awesome. Over the centuries, they all stood here. Moses and Joshua, Elijah and Elisha, John the Baptist, and Jesus himself. For Jesus, this site witnessed the beginning of his ministry. And later, when Jesus was preparing himself to face his horrific suffering, the end of his ministry, he came back here to the place of its beginning. He needed to be still before that final conflict. He always prepared himself by communing with his Father in prayer. So, before the end, Jesus came back here to the place of the beginning. Perhaps it would do us all a world of good to recall the moment when we first became alive to God's truth.